All right, so let's dive into something I think every startup kind of really grapples with, and that's customer success. You know, especially when we're talking like that really early stage when every customer interaction feels like super crucial, and you're likely like, you know, living and breathing in spreadsheets. So today we're going to explore how those very spreadsheets can be way more than just data dumps. They can actually be like this secret weapon for driving customer success.
Yeah, you know, it's real interesting how often we kind of underestimate the power of just simple tools.
Right.
And you know, for startups, especially in those like early days of, you know, just rapid experimentation, spreadsheets, they offer this like flexibility and speed that's really hard to beat.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's all about agility. And we actually have some great insights today from AppEQ. They're a platform that's built around this whole idea of activating customer data. And they really highlight this point. They argue that in this world of, you know, subscription-based businesses, that nurturing that customer relationship is like everything.
Oh, absolutely. You constantly need to be like adapting and iterating to find what truly resonates with your customers. A lot of the more traditional systems, like those bulky CRMs, can be so slow and really cumbersome to implement, especially when you're still kind of figuring things out.
So it's almost like spreadsheets become your testing ground, your agile friend. But the question is, how do we move beyond just that basic data entry and really transform them into a customer success powerhouse?
Well, AppEQ suggests focusing on three key areas. The first one is building a 360-degree view of your accounts. The second one is establishing a task playbook. And then the third one is streamlining your email communication. And actually, they have names for all these, which is kind of interesting. They call them Success Pad, Task Playbook, and Email Assist.
Okay, I like it. Let's unpack those. So, account 360. That sounds like you're getting like a complete picture of each customer. Tell me more.
Yeah, so imagine this. You're looking at your spreadsheet, right? But you're not just looking at basic contact info. You're seeing their support tickets. You're seeing product usage data, notes from, you know, past conversations. It's about having all that really crucial customer information right there, accessible in a really familiar format.
So instead of jumping between all these different platforms and kind of piecing together a customer's history, you have this one centralized hub. No more like frantic searches through your emails, trying to remember like, okay, when was the last time I actually spoke to this person? And it sounds like AppEQ Success Pad is kind of the key to unlocking this.
Exactly. And for a startup, especially with like a lean team, that can be game changing. You can see like, you know, when a customer last contacted support, what specific features they're actively using, even if they've, you know, engaged with your recent emails or not.
Wow. I mean, having all of that in one place, that's like having a superpower.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, you know, trying to tailor your approach and really make every interaction count, which kind of leads us perfectly into that task playbook idea. Because spreadsheets aren't really known for their task management capabilities.
Yeah, you're right. They're great for data, not so much for workflows. But what if you could actually build automated workflows right on top of your spreadsheet? That's the whole idea behind FAQ's task playbook.
Oh, so instead of sticky notes and like frantic calendar reminders, you have these like pre-built templates for common tasks, like onboarding new customers, or maybe prepping for those like, you know, crucial quarterly business reviews.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say a customer's renewal date is like approaching. A task could automatically be created. It could be assigned to the right person. And it could even include a reminder so that like nothing slips through the cracks.
Oh, that level of automation would free up so much like mental space for startups. You know, it allows them to actually focus on building genuine relationships with their customers. And then there's email assist. I have a feeling this is about saving time and energy.
Absolutely. Crafting those really impactful emails can be such a time suck. And Email Assist is really aimed at changing that by offering these like pre-built templates for all sorts of different scenarios. You've got welcome messages, renewal reminders, even like visually engaging business review templates, all designed to make your communication more efficient and impactful.
Wait, hold on. Visually engaging business review templates, you mean like directly within an email?
Yes, you could create these like polished reports that showcase key metrics, highlight achievements, and even personalize them with specific customer data. No more like struggling with separate design software or trying to make a spreadsheet look presentable.
Okay, that is pretty slick. But it's but more than just making our spreadsheets look fancy, right? What kind of tangible impact can these tools actually have on a startup's bottom line?
That's where it gets really interesting. And you know what? We'll actually dive into that right after a quick break. We're going to explore how these features can actually boost customer retention, uncover hidden opportunities, and even help you refine your product. So stay with us. Welcome back. So we were just about to kind of explore how those spreadsheet superpowers can actually translate into real benefits for startups.
Yeah, I'm really eager to dive into that because it's easy to get caught up in all the cool features.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's all about impact. And one of the biggest challenges for any startup, especially in those early stages, is customer retention. So how can these tools actually help with that?
One of the most powerful aspects of AppyKey's approach is this emphasis on what they call proactive customer success. So with a tool like SuccessPad, where you have that 360-degree view of your customer, you're able to actually spot potential warning signs early on.
So you're not just reacting to problems. You're actively looking for ways to, like, prevent them in the first place.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot less stressful.
Exactly. So let's say you notice a customer's product usage is dropping, or maybe they've submitted a few support tickets recently. These could be red flags that they're at risk of churning.
And if you can catch those signals early enough, you can intervene, offer support, see if they're running into any roadblocks. You can potentially save that customer before they even think about leaving.
Precisely. It turns your spreadsheet into this incredible retention tool, but it goes beyond just preventing churn. AppyKey also suggests that these tools can actually help startups unlock another really critical piece of the puzzle, and that's product market fit.
Oh, no, this is where it gets really interesting. When we talk a lot about product market fit, but actually finding it can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack sometimes.
Right. Well, remember how SuccessPad gives you that, like, really holistic view, including product usage data? By analyzing that data across your entire customer base, you can start to see some fascinating patterns emerge.
So instead of just looking at, like, overall usage, you can segment your customers based on, like, which features they're actually using, how often they're engaging with them. I can already see how that could lead to some pretty powerful insights.
Absolutely. So let's imagine you discover that your most loyal customers, the ones who are consistently renewing and even upgrading their plans, are all heavily using a particular feature that maybe wasn't even on your radar before.
That's a huge signal.
Yeah.
It's telling you that this feature is like a key driver of value, maybe even a hidden gem that you weren't fully aware of.
Exactly. Armed with that knowledge, you can start to double down on that feature, emphasize it in your marketing, incorporate it more prominently into your onboarding process. It could even influence your product roadmap.
It's like using data to uncover those aha moments that make your product truly sticky for your customers. But what about the flip side? What if you see, like, a group of customers that are churning really quickly?
That's equally valuable information. By digging into their usage patterns, you might find that they're all trying to use your product for a use case that it wasn't really designed for.
Yeah, trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, as they say.
Right. But this could actually reveal a gap in your product offering, or maybe a need to refine your messaging to target the right audience. Perhaps there's an opportunity to create a new feature, even a spin-off product, that specifically caters to this unmet need.
It's amazing how these simple spreadsheets can hold the keys to so much growth potential. I'm starting to see them in a whole new light.
Exactly. It's about shifting your perspective, seeing them as more than just static data repositories. But I'm curious, what's standing out to you so far? What's resonating most with your experience as, like, a startup enthusiast?
You know, what's really striking me is this idea of using spreadsheets as, like, a testing ground. Especially in those early days when you're still figuring things out, it's low cost, it's flexible,
mm-hmm.
and allows you to experiment quickly without getting bogged down in these, like, complex systems.
I completely agree. It's about starting where you are
mm-hmm.
with the tools you already have and finding creative ways to leverage them. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've talked about the what, the why, but what about the how? How do startups actually implement these ideas? Where do they even begin?
That is a great question.
Right.
Because I imagine it can feel a bit daunting, especially for teams that are already juggling, like, a million things. And that's actually a question we're going to tackle and explore some real-world examples of right after a quick break. So stay tuned. Okay, so we're back, and I am, like, really curious to hear some practical tips on how startups can actually implement these spreadsheet superpowers. It's all well and good to talk about the theory, but where do you even begin?
Yeah, you're right. It can feel kind of overwhelming to think about, like, overhauling your entire system. The key is to start small.
Yeah.
Focus on those areas that are going to have the most immediate impact.
So don't try to boil the ocean, as they say. What would be, like, a good first step for a startup that's just starting to think about, you know, leveraging their spreadsheets for customer success?
I would say start by identifying, like, the most crucial data points that you would want in that account 360 view. So what information would really help you personalize your interactions? Spot those churn risks early on. Or identify opportunities for upselling.
Okay, so maybe things like recent support interactions,
yeah,
product usage patterns, key dates like renewal deadlines. Get that all centralized in one place.
Exactly. Then start thinking about those repetitive tasks that you could potentially automate with a task playbook. Things like welcome emails, follow-up messages after a support ticket is resolved, even scheduling those regular check-in calls.
It's about freeing up that mental bandwidth for those high-touch interactions, the ones that really build relationships and drive customer loyalty. I know we've been focusing a lot on spreadsheets, but what about startups that are already using other tools, like a CRM or a support system?
That's a great question. And it's becoming increasingly common for startups to have like a mix of tools. The key is integration.
Yeah.
And fortunately, there are tons of platforms and services out there that allow you to connect your different systems and keep your data in sync.
So like information entered into a spreadsheet could automatically update your CRM. Or vice versa, no more like manual data entry and double checking.
Exactly. It's about creating a seamless flow of information. So you have that single source of truth for all your customer data that's essential for effective collaboration and informed decision making.
I'm curious, have you come across any like particularly creative ways that startups are using spreadsheets to boost their customer success efforts? Any like real world examples that stand out?
Yeah, one example that comes to mind is using spreadsheets to trigger personalized onboarding sequences. So imagine you have a SaaS product with different pricing tiers, right? Depending on the plan a customer chooses, they're automatically added to a specific spreadsheet that then triggers a series of automated emails that are tailored to their specific needs and goals.
Oh, so instead of blasting everyone with the same generic onboarding messages, you're creating a much more customized experience right from the start.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's all about making the data work for you. Another example is using spreadsheets to automate follow-ups after key events, like attending a webinar or downloading a white paper.
Oh, so you could trigger an email sequence.
Mm-hmm.
That provides additional resources,
mm-hmm,
encourages them to book a demo, or even just checks in to see if they have any questions. It's like having a virtual assistant who never sleeps.
Exactly. It's about being present and helpful at the right moments without having to manually track every single interaction.
We've covered so much ground today. It's really eye-opening to see how much potential is hiding in those like humble spreadsheets.
I completely agree. And before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. Spreadsheets are more than just data repositories. They can be powerful engines for building relationships, automating workflows, and ultimately driving growth.
Absolutely. The key is to be creative, experiment, and always be looking for ways to activate your data and make it work harder for you. So to our listeners out there, what spreadsheet superpowers will you unleash today?